104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Our number is 312-729-1043. Now, I have a problem talking to my daughter about her virginity, and I'm going to tell you why. I asked her earlier this year about her virginity. She's in college. She said, no, Dad, I'm still a virgin. And then my other daughter, Jasmine, who's almost 24 years old, posted something on Instagram about the way different zodiac signs react during sex. And then my younger daughter, who said that she was a virgin, was the first person that liked it and commented and thought it was funny. And my thought is, if you're a virgin, how do you know how different zodiac signs react during sex? So I feel like I need to have another conversation with her, but I don't know if I should approach it or not. So let me talk to Jody from Olympia Field and get her thoughts on it. Jody, good morning. You're on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Good morning. Well, honestly, I was a daddy's girl, so in the back of my mind, I always felt like I didn't want to disappoint my father. I don't think your daughter would lie to you. I think that she just hit like because, one, it's a relationship with her sister, and two, I hit like on pictures of Paris. I've never been there. So
oh, okay.
I just think it's her relating to like, okay, fine, you know. But I believe just from listening to you over the years that you've already instilled in your daughter's self-worth, I think one reason why she wouldn't do it as quick as somebody else is because her dad is a celebrity. My dad was a celebrity. So that was always in the back of my mind that they're just going to want to do this. They're just going to want to do that. My father like nailed that in my head. And
now, Jody, like, you know you got to tell us who your father is, right?
Oh, he had a group called the El Dorado from way back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I know that. You know, I know my music, so okay. Thanks, Jody. I appreciate your comment this morning. Yeah, thanks for the help.
Hey,
appreciate
just keep the faith. No, you did the right thing, so she going to do the right thing.
There you go. Let me talk to Bernie from the North Side. Bernie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have to tell you, I've got a little bit of advice for you because my son is 16.
Mm-hmm.
And first, you haven't said if she has a boyfriend or not.
No, no boyfriend.
Okay, so you need to take a breath and have faith in your daughter, and you need to just keep that line of communication open. Like, don't even press it. Don't even keep that line open. And like you said, her well-being and everything. Like, I talked to my son, and I related to this because he didn't want to talk to me. He didn't want to talk to me, and I sat him down, and I was like, I know I'm your mom, and it's different if you're talking to your father. And the same thing, I think, with your daughter talking to you. But you've got to talk about the diseases out there. You got to talk about, you know, everything. You know,
the mental well-being,
yes.
Because, you know, I was a young,
yes,
hungry sex hound at one point in my life. And I remember when I would say anything to get them a drizzle.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want her to believe some dude loves her that's just trying to get in her pants when love is an action word. And love is not just something that you throw out there, oh, I love you, and then you don't back it up with any action whatsoever. So I just want her well-being. You know, I'm going to take some more calls on this. Thanks, Bernie. I appreciate it. We're going to take some more calls on this one right here. The number is 312-729-1043. How should I approach my daughter about her virginity? It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.